C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Est about speculative fictions and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, it's horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Est, I love to read and I love books, and I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm talking about The Witches of Lichfield by Paul Cornell. First published by Tor.com in 2015. Today it's all about big business, rural communities, and of course, witches. Lichfield, a small town in Gloucestershire, is struggling. The shops are closing, new housing developments are bringing in new people, and now a big multinational corporation wants to build a new supermarket in Lichfield, and the town is divided with petty politics. Judith is the town grumpy old lady, and most people think she's a bit mad, but she knows more about the town and its power than most of the other residents, and all the signs are there that something is not quite right. Lizzie is the town vicar, returning to her hometown after the death of her husband, which she believes she caused. Riddled with guilt and grief and uncertainty, she's a new vicar who's questioning her faith. Now, Autumn was Lizzie's best friend, but something happened and Autumn has been avoiding Lizzie ever since she returned. Then one day, Autumn turns up on Lizzie's doorstep and takes her to her shop. The sceptical, practical-minded Autumn is now running the local witchy hippie shop, and Lizzie is flabbergasted. While Autumn seems to want to tell Lizzie something, she's still just as elusive and slippery as ever, and not quite ready to talk. Now, the town meets to discuss the new supermarket plan, and when Judith sees the plans, including the redirection of the streets, she jumps up, announcing that changing the roads will tear down the town's defences and the darkness will get in. And of course, no one believes what Judith says. But someone is painting red marks on the doors of the people who are against the supermarket, and one person is already dead. And Autumn has noticed that her shop is running out of certain items, and unusual customers she's never seen before are coming in looking for ingredients for invisibility spells. When the supermarket decision is due for a vote at the local council, Judith, Lizzie and Autumn band together to fight back against the darkness and ultimately the supermarket. Judith showing Lizzie the truth about the town and the role of the vicar against the darkness, and Autumn reveals what happened to her oh so many years ago. Now, with these reviews, I'm really trying not to repeat myself with the same writers or the same style of books. And I almost didn't review this one because I've already reviewed a Paul Cornell book and I've talked plenty about books about witches. But I liked this book so much I just couldn't help myself. Witches of Lichfield is a fun and relevant portrayal of small town life, with the strains of austerity and the pressure of development and change, and the resistance of the local residents. This is a story I've seen play out in small towns all over the place. It also explores the questioning of faith, whether that's organised religion or spirituality, or maybe even your own sanity. But the added fun of Lichfield is as it's the boundary to the other world and a centre of ley lines, and also the ancient roles of guardians of the borders. And the characters are rich and relatable. I especially liked the grumpy Judith, the woman who doesn't care what other people think, but then the writer dumps a little twist right at the end which made me rethink everything about Judith. Now, this is the beginning of a series with The Lost Child of Lichfield and A Long Day in Lichfield also available. So if you enjoy small town politics, grumpy old women, evil corporations and the fairy folk, I highly recommend The Witches of Lichfield. Thanks for listening to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver les mardis et jeudis à midi, ainsi que pour nos auditeurs anglophones, les nuits des lundis, mercredis et vendredis à 2h du matin. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon and at night Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at 2 a.m. CET.